Chapter 5. Navigating content. VoiceOver provides numerous ways to navigate content and text. In this chapter, you'll learn how to navigate content such as tables and text, and how to use navigation features such as Quick Nav, the Item Chooser, and Hotspots, among others. Navigate menus. The menu bar at the top of the screen contains these areas: the Apple and App menus, Status menus, the Spotlight menu, and the Notification Center icon. Navigate to the menu bar. Press VOM. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, double tap with two fingers near the top edge of the trackpad. Navigate in the menu bar. To go directly to an area in the menu bar, go to a specific menu. Type the first letter of the menu. For example, type H to jump to the Help menu. Go to the Status menus. Press VOMM. Go to the Spotlight menu. Press Command Space. To move among the menus in an area, press VO right arrow or VO left arrow. You hear a sound effect when you are at the end of the menus in an area. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, drag a finger across the trackpad to navigate the areas and menus in the menu bar. You hear a sound effect when moving over a blank space. You can also flick left or right to move between menus. Navigate a menu. To open any menu, press VO spacebar. To move down or up a menu, press VO down arrow or VO up arrow. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, drag a finger down or up. To move to a submenu, press VO right arrow. To return to the main menu, press VO left arrow. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, flick right or left. Close a menu. To exit a menu without selecting an item, press Escape. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, scrub back and forth with two fingers. Shortcut menus give you quick access to commands so you don't have to navigate to the menu bar. To open a shortcut menu for an item, press VO Shift M. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, you can use the Customize Gesture Control Trackpad click. You can change this default assignment and assign the command to a different gesture. Many menu items have keyboard shortcuts you can use to bypass menus altogether. For example, to open the print window, you can typically press Command P instead of navigating to File greater than Print. Navigate tables. You can navigate tables in text areas by row and column, and sort by column. To hear a column header, press VOC. To hear the contents of a table row from the location of the VoiceOver cursor to the end of the row, press VOR. To hear the contents of a table column from the location of the VoiceOver cursor to the bottom of the column, press VOCC. To move up or down in a column, press the up arrow or down arrow key. To sort a column, press VO, vertical line to jump to the sort button in the column header, and then press VO spacebar. You can navigate to other columns and sort them. When you're done sorting, press VO, vertical line. To reorder columns, navigate to the column you want to move, press VO, vertical line to jump to the column header, and then press VO, comma to mark the column for reordering. Navigate to the header of the column that you want the marked column to precede, and then press VO less than to insert the marked column in front of it. When you're done reordering, press VO, vertical line. To jump to the parent level of the current cell in an outline view, press VO-Command-Backslash. You can use the same text commands you would use for documents to read text in a table. When you're interacting with a table, VoiceOver doesn't announce blank columns as you navigate using the arrow keys unless you have the verbosity level for tables set to high. You can choose to have VoiceOver read the header text when it navigates a table row. This setting is useful for identifying the type of content in each cell of a row. To set this option in VoiceOver utility, choose verbosity in the category table, click Announcements, and then select the Speak Header when navigating across a table row checkbox. Navigate by finding text or letters. You can navigate by searching for specific text or a specific letter. By text, for example, if you're working in a text edit document and you want to find the next occurrence of Braille, type Braille in the VoiceOver search panel and the VoiceOver cursor will move directly to the next occurrence. 1. Press VOF. VoiceOver displays a search panel. 2. In the search panel, type or paste, by pressing Command V, the text you're looking for, and then press Return. VoiceOver searches from the VoiceOver cursor to the end of the text area. To find the next occurrence of the text in the window, press VOG. To find the previous occurrence of the text in the window, press VO-SHIFT-G. 3. To review past searches, press the up arrow or down arrow key. Before you repeat, delete, or enter a new search, press VOF. To repeat a previous search, press Command-A. To delete a search, press Command-Delete. By letter, for example, you can use fast searching to quickly move to the next occurrence of the letter S in an element on the screen. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Navigation in the category table, select the Enable Fast Searching checkbox, and choose whether to use the left command or the right command key when fast searching. 3. Search for the next or previous element that begins with a specific letter. To search for the next element, press the left command or right command key and the letter. For example, press left command S. To search for the previous element, press the left command or right command key, the shift key, and the letter. For example, press left command shift S. Navigate using text attributes. You can navigate in a document by searching for text attributes, such as a bold font or a change in font color. To find the next instance of the specified attribute, press the keys indicated. Bold text. VO Command B font change, VO Command O text that has the same style as the current text, VO Command S if you are not in a text area, VO Command S finds the next item that is the same as the current item style change, VO Command C italic text, VO Command I color change, VO Command K underline text, VO Command U plain text, VO Command P graphic, VO Command G link, VO Command L. To find the previous instance of an attribute, use the same commands listed above with the shift key, as in VO Command Shift V or VO Command Shift L. Navigate using cursor wrapping. When you use cursor wrapping, VoiceOver treats the items in a window or column as a continuous loop. For example, if you're at the top of a window and move back, you go to the last item in the window. You hear audible cues when you wrap. If you turn on cursor wrapping in VoiceOver utility, VoiceOver wraps automatically. You can also use cursor wrapping only when you choose Wrap automatically. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver Utility, click Navigation, and then select the Allow Cursor Wrapping checkbox. 2. To use wrapping, do any of the following. To wrap from the last item in a window to the top of the window, press VO right arrow. To wrap from the first item in a window to the bottom of the window, press VO left arrow. To wrap from an item at the bottom of a column, such as a list, to the first item in the next column, press VO down arrow. To wrap from an item at the top of a column, such as a list, to the last item in the previous column, press VO up arrow. Wrap only when you choose. To wrap from the last item in a window to the top of the window, press VO Command Shift right arrow. To wrap from the first item in a window to the bottom of the window, press VO Command Shift left arrow. To wrap from an item at the bottom of a column to the first item in the next column, press VO Command Shift down arrow. To wrap from an item at the top of a column to the last item in the previous column, press VO Command Shift up arrow. Navigate using the Tab key. OS X includes full keyboard access, which lets you use the tab and arrow keys to move the keyboard focus to text boxes, lists, radio buttons, checkboxes, and other controls. When you turn VoiceOver on, the full keyboard access setting and keyboard system preferences automatically switches to all controls. When you turn VoiceOver off, the setting switches to text boxes and lists only. To change the setting at any time, press Ctrl F7. When you use the Tab key to navigate while VoiceOver is on, keep these points in mind. When the VoiceOver cursor lands on an item, you immediately interact with the item. You don't need to enter a command to interact with it. For example, when you navigate to the message list in Mail, you can automatically interact with the list. To turn off this automatic interaction, use the Navigation category in VoiceOver Utility. To navigate in reverse, press Shift Tab. Navigate using Quick Nav. With Quick Nav, you can navigate web pages and apps using only the arrow keys, and navigate web pages using single keys. Turn Quick Nav on or off. Press the left and right arrow keys at the same time. If you deselected the option to toggle Quick Nav using the arrow keys in the Quick Nav commander in VoiceOver Utility, this command won't work. Instead, press VOHH to open the commands menu. Type Quick to search for the Toggle Quick Nav On or Off command, and then select it. Navigate apps and web pages using arrows. To move left, right, up, or down, press an arrow key. With Quick Nav, these keys function the same as pressing the VO arrow keys. To start interacting with an item, press the right and down arrow keys together. To stop interacting with an item, press the left and down arrow keys together. To perform the default action on the item in the VoiceOver cursor, press the down and up arrow keys together. Navigate web pages using single keys. If you enabled single key web page navigation in the Quick Nav Commander in VoiceOver Utility, you can use single keys to navigate web pages. For example, press B or B to navigate to the next or previous button, or 1 or to navigate to the next or previous heading 1. Use the Quick Nav Commander in VoiceOver Utility to change the default single key assignments, and add your own key assignments. Navigate apps and web pages using the rotor. You can use Quick Nav with the web rotor. To open the web rotor, press left arrow up arrow or right arrow up arrow. To jump to the next list in the web router, press the right and up arrow keys together. To jump to the previous list in the web router, press the left and up arrow keys together. To navigate the items displayed in the list in the web router, press the up arrow or down arrow key. When Quick Nav is on, the Quick Nav arrow and single key commands are included in the commands menu. To display the commands menu, press VOHH. Navigate using the item chooser. You can use the item chooser to quickly go to any item on the screen or in a window. The item chooser menu lists text, controls, links, and graphics. 1. To display the item chooser, press VOI. 2. Navigate the items in the list using the up arrow or down arrow key until you find the item you want. If you know the name of an item, such as the close button, start typing its name to narrow the list to only items that contain those letters. To list all the items again, press the delete key. If you don't find the item you want, press the escape key to exit the item chooser without making a selection. 3. Press return or the space bar to select the item and go to it. The item chooser closes. Monitor items with hotspots. You can use hotspots to monitor items and jump to those items at any time. After you set a hotspot for an item, you can use the hotspot until you close the window that contains the item. If you turn off VoiceOver and then later turn it on, hotspots you set are still available. You can set up to 10 hotspots. If you use VoiceOver activities, you can set up to 10 hotspots for each activity. Set a hotspot, navigate to the item, and press VO-Shift, number key. If you assign a number that's already being used in a hotspot, the new hotspot replaces the old one. Remove a hotspot, press VO-Shift, number key on the hotspot. For example, if you set a hotspot on the first icon in the dock, by pressing VO-Shift 5, you would press VO-5 to jump to that hotspot, and then press VO-Shift 5 to remove the hotspot from the icon. Use hotspots. To jump to a hotspot, press VO, number key. To hear a description of a hotspot, press VO command, number key. To watch for value changes in a hotspot, press VO-Command-Shift-, number key. VoiceOver announces whenever the item's value changes. When you no longer want to hear value changes, press the command again. You can drag and drop items to a hotspot. Use the hotspot chooser. The hotspot chooser lists all active and inactive, those in closed apps, hotspots, and offers commands to move to the next or previous hotspot. To display the hotspot chooser, press any hotspot key twice. For example, you might press VO77. When you jump to hotspots in tables, lists, or web areas, you can immediately interact with those items. You don't need to enter a VoiceOver command to interact with them. You can assign hotspot commands to keys on the numeric keypad or keyboard, or on a braille display. If you're using a multi-touch trackpad, you can assign the commands to VoiceOver gestures. You can also assign commands to move to the next or previous hotspot. You can use hotspots on some non-English keyboards,